Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tezayin in Meseches Erev in the 234th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up a few lines from the bottom on Tezvav Amud Beis. We're in an important topic. Our Mishnah had discussed the halachos of Pirtza. In our Mishnah on Tezvav Amud Beis, we had learned that if there is a gap that is more than 10 amos, that could passel an entire Erev if it's not closed in, as well as our Mishnah had told us the important rule of Omed Meruba Al HaParutz. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing what happens if you have an equal amount of closed space and open space. Omed Meruba Al HaParutz means that the majority, even 51%, is closed, then that would be okay. What happens if it's 50-50? So our Gemara had a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to continue discussing that machlokas. The Gemara will go to Raya, as in the beauty of Shas, to Meseches Klayim, discuss Klayim, and try to get an answer to the question of 50 and 50. The Gemara on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph will discuss the halachos of Lavud, going up to Amud Beis. The Gemara then will discuss a hanging mechitza that we've discussed in the past, and the requirement that the mechitza be low enough that the gedim would not be boken bo, that the goats are not going to run underneath the mechitza. Then we will have a Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Beis that will tell us that one could, in theory, create a mechitza out of strings, as long as the three strings are within three tefachim of each other, to create lavud. And the Gemara will continue discussing a caravan when making a mechitza when camping, and that will conclude the daf of Tezayin Amud Beis. So let's pick up on Tezvav Amud Beis, discussing the Shaila of Paritz Ka'amud, and the Gemara attempts a raya from Meseches Sukma. Tashma, we pick up seven lines from the bottom. Hamekare Sukaso Bishipudin, Oba Richas Hamita. If a person uses things that are possible for schach, spits or boards of a bed, which are both kalim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a davar amakabel tuma to construct the roof, the schach of the sukkah. Im yesh revach beinein kimosan, if there's a distance of schach between those possible pieces of schach, then the halacha is that it is kosher. So what do we see? We see if you have an equal amount of posel schach and kosher schach, we say that it is kosher. So what do we see? 50-50 is good, like Rav Papa, not like Rav Huna Breid or Yeshua. Says the Gemara, that's not right. Hachem Ha'iskinan, here we're talking about Kishinichnas V'yotze. The space between the posel schach was not just the exact size of the schach, but enough to take it in and out. And that is a little bit more than the actual size of the spit itself. So when we say Im yesh revech beinehem, kimosan kshera means revech beinehem, to be able to take it in and out, and that would be a little bit more. Ask the Gemara, is that significant? Va'efsher l'tzamtzim. Is that how people put the schach together? It's possible to be mitzamtzim. If you focus, you'll be able to get in the exact amount and not more of the shvud. How do you know we're talking about a case where it was enough to be yotzei v'nichnas? Amar Rabbi Ami b'ma'adif. Rabbi Ami says, it is common for people to leave over space. And since it's common for people to leave over space, then that's what we're talking about, that he left over a little bit of space to be yotzei v'nichnas. Rav Amar, im hayin nisunim arev, nosne shesi. Shesi, nosne arev. The term shesi and arev are important to know. Shesi means horizontal, arev means vertical. Says Rava, we're talking about a case where there was 50% of the roof covered with, or maybe a little less as we're going to see in a moment, with posel schach. It was covered in the direction of arev. It was put up in a vertical direction. So then when he's putting up the schach kosher, he's putting it up shesi. He's putting it up in the opposite direction. He's putting it up horizontally. Now, when you put something over something else, as you take a look in your picture books, in the Hod V'Hodar, it's Kuf Nun Zayin, you'll see that when you're putting the Schach Kosher on top of Schach Posel, so then in such a case, it's impossible, Rashi explains to Dibur HaMaskel Hayu, for the schach kosher not to stick out more than the schach posel. Hence, you'll have more kosher schach than posel schach. The Gemara attempts another raya, since it's refuted the raya from Shippudim. Toshma, come here, I'll bring you a raya. Shayara, you have this caravan, this long entourage of people, Shechansa Bebika, that they rested in a valley. Vekifua Bigmalin, and they surrounded themselves with camels, Bu'ukfos, Bavitim, Bishlifin, all of different types of utensils. The ukfos are the saddles. In fact, in the Hod V'Hodor, you have a illustrative picture of all these things. The avitin is a pillow. The shlifin are different types of baggage that were put on top of the camel. Bikonim are rods. Bikolachos are vegetables that are presumably used to feed the animals. Metaltalim besocha, if you're surrounded by them, then you could carry inside this circle. The condition being that there has to be more objects than empty space. And therefore, between each camel, you need less than the size of another camel. Between each avit, each pillow, you need less than the size of another pillow. Now, what do we see over here is if it's the same size, it would be a problem. Now, if it's the same size, that comes out as 50-50. So what do we see? That you need more than 50-50. Paritz ka'omed is not acceptable. Answers the Gemara, the same answer we had given originally by Schach. Hachanami kishinichnas v'yotze, we're talking about a case where the empty space has enough area to easily put in the item. So it was actually a little bit larger. But if it would be 50-50, it would be okay. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Now we try to solve the Shiloh of parts co-made from Klayim. Nimseis ato oimer sholish midois b'mechitzois. The Tosefta in Klayim says that there are three different measurements when it comes to mechitzos. Koshu pachos mishlosha. Anything that's less than three tvachim, tzarech shelo yehi ben zeh lezeh shlosha, needs to be that there's nothing in the fence that has a gap of three. This is a fence that has lavud. And the Tosefta in Klayim describes that this lavud shear is kedei shelo yizdaker hagdi bibas rosh, that the goat cannot stick his head at one time easily through the fence. We have another level of shear, and that is that if the mechitza itself is three tfachim wide, all parts of the mechitza are three tfachim wide, koshu gimel, umi gimel ad dalid, and it is from the size of three tfachim to four tfachim, so then tzarech shelo yehi bein zeh lezeh kimelua. You can't have a space that is larger between the two parts of the fence. Kedei shelo yehi poritz ka'omed, in order that there shouldn't be an equal amount of open space as closed space. V'imhoya paritz meruba la'omed, and if there's more open space than closed, af keneged ha'omed asur, then you're not allowed to plant, explains Rashi, in even opposite the closed area. Of course, the mechitzas for klayim is what allows you to plant from a vineyard, let's say, that is located on the inside of the fence, to zra'im that are on the outside of the fence. Another halacha in klayim, and we're going to come back to the halacha of paritz meruba ala omed and paritz ke'omed in a moment. Kol shehu dalet, anything that's already four tvachim, umear ba ad eser ames, and is from four tvachim to ten ames, sarach shelo yehi bein zeh lezeh kimluo, again, it can have next to it an equal amount of open space, shelo yehi paritz ka'omed, in order, again, that there shouldn't be an equal amount of open space to closed space. V'mhoye paritz ka'omed, if it is keneged ha'omed muter, then you're allowed to plant opposite the closed space. Why is this different than the middle case of Gimel Adalid? Because over here, you already have a board that's four tfachim. So once you have a board that's four tfachim, so then in such a case, you're allowed to plant kineged ha'omed, mutter, kineged ha'parutz, asur. Vim haya omed mruba ha'parutz, af kineged ha'parutz, mutter. Now the Braisa gives us another halacha. Nifritza b'yoser me'eser, if the mechitza, no matter how much open space or closed space there is, but if there's a gap more than 10, asur, then the halacha is that it is asur to plant in that area. Hayasham konim hadukranim. If he had a pole with a spiked edge on the bottom that was stabbed, if you will, into the ground, hayasham konim hadukranim v'otzlan peya milamala afilu biyose be'eser mutter. And he hung something over the top. So then, even if the gap is more than 10, it's going to be mutter. Rashi explains on the first wide line that Tzuras HaPesach works when it comes to klayim, even if it's more than 10. V'amevin yavin, there's a big discussion whether Tzuras HaPesach will work when it comes to erevin, when it's more than 10. From Rashi, maybe we could be medayek that it works specifically in regards to klayim when it's more than 10. This is the end quote of the Tosefta. What does this have to do with our discussion whether Parutz Ka'omed is considered mutter or not? The Machlokis Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, right in the beginning of the Gemara in Tezvav Amidbeis. The first part, Katani Mia, analyzes the Gemara. Reisha Mi Gimel Vadalet. We learned in the case of Gimel Vadalet, which was actually the second example of Mechitzos. Ubelvad Shelo Yei Bein Zeh Lezeh Kimloa. We learned that the distance of open space cannot be the same distance of closed space. What is that? That sounds like parutz ka'omed. And we say parutz ka'omed is not acceptable. To yufta de Rav Papa, that seems to be a kasha on Rav Papa. Am lecha Rav Papa, my milua, what does it mean, milua? Nichnas v'yotzei. Like we said before, it doesn't mean an equal amount. It means that it's easy to put down in between the two. That means that the open space is larger. Hachinam mistabra. And the Gemara says it's also logical that way from the Lashon of the Tosefta. We learned that when it comes to from 3 to 4, mechitza 3 to 4, if there's larger open space and closed space, you can't even plant opposite the omed. If there's going to be a seed on the other side, you can't plant a vine. Hakke omed, what do we learn? Af keneged omed is aser. Hakke omed, but what if it would be an equal amount of omed, mutter, then it would be permissible. Shmamina, so that's a good proof. Let me tavi to yufta de Rav Huna Breid Yeshua. Ah, what about our diuk? Our diuk is keneged omed is mutter, but if it would be ke omed, it's aser, excuse me, but if it would be ke omed, then it would be mutter. Amelecha, Rav Huna Breid Yeshua will reject your diuk. V'litamechem ha-seifa. He'll say to you, what about the seifa? Haya omed mruba la-parutz, af keneged ha-parutz mutter. That if you have more closed space than open space, halacha is you're allowed to plant even in the open space. Hakeh parutz, aser. But if it is equal amount of open space, is mashma, it's going to be aser. Seifa, kasha, the Rav Papa. So what comes out now is that the seifa is difficult according to Rav Papa. Reisha, kasha, Rav Huna Breid Yeshua. Seifa, the Rav Papa, lo kasha. Rav Papa is going to say, no, don't make the deal that if it's parutz ka'omed, it's going to be aser. I did the Tani Reisha parts meruba la'omed, simply because it says in the Reisha parts meruba la'omed, Tani Seifa omed meruba ala parutz. But that is not to say that parutz ka'omed is going to be problematic in the Seifa. Reisha Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua lo kasha. Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua is not going to be bothered by the inference that keneged omed is aser. However, if it's ke'omed, if there's an equal amount of omed, it's going to be mutter. I did about the missing seifa omed meruba ala parutz. Once it says in the seifa omed meruba ala parutz, Tana Reisha parutz meruba ala omed. So therefore, we use the expression parutz meruba ala omed. Now the Gemara asks one more kasha on Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehoshua. The Gemara asks like this: we have differentiated between two different cases of mechitzas. One was a case of where the board was less than 3 tvach, and that was what we saw 6 lines from the top into Zayin Amidav Koshu Pachos Mishlosha. And over there, we learned if it's less than 3, each one is less than 3, you have to be careful that it not be the size of 3 tvachim where Gedim could be boken. Then we learned another case of something that was already larger than 3, where we learned the halacha that it can't be an equal distance between the two. Now let us analyze whether those two cases are different. The Gemara asks that according to Rav Papa, they're different, and therefore they should be put into two different categories. Let's see the Gemara inside three lines until why. Bishlam le Rav Papa, I understand according to Rav Papa, Mishum Ahachi lo Arv luhu Vitani luhu, that we don't mix together the two cases. Rashi explains, in Dibra Amaschil Mishum Ahachi lo Arv, then the case of where it's less than three, we have Halacha that says that you can't have an opening of three Tfachim because of Gedim Arbokim Bo. However, when it comes to where it's already three Tfachim, if we say the rule is, as Rav Papa holds, that Poritz is Ka'omed, then you cannot say you can't have a space of three, because a space of three would be acceptable according to Rav Papa. Rather, what do we need to say? We need to say that it is kosher as long as there isn't Bein Zelazeh Kimiluo. Elo Ravuna Breidu Rav Yoshua. But according to Ravuna Breidu Yoshua, that says that in the second case, the size of three, if the mechitza is three tfachim, the size of three would be possible, or the equal size would be possible. Larvinu v'lisninu. Let us put the two cases together. Koshu pachos mishlosha vishlosha. Whether it's a mechitza of less than three, or it's a mechitza of three tfachim, tzarech shelo yehei bein zel zeh shlosha. In both of those cases, it's the same number that passels. Three. Question mark. So why don't we have, according to Ravun Brei Yeshua, Larvinu v'nisninu? Answers the Gemara, Mishum delo dami psul de reishul psul de seifa. Even though it's the same number, Rav Huna would want to emphasize, as described in the Tosefta, that there are two different reasons that they are possible. Lo dami psul de reishul psul de seifa. Psul de reishul psul de reishul kedei shelo yizdakar agdi bebas achas is a problem of the gedi being able to go through, and that's with the psul of a mechitza that's less than three tvachim. Psula de seifa, the psula de seifa, where the mechitza is already three tvachim, is a different problem. Shelo yehei parutz ka'omeid, that you shouldn't have a parutz that is larger, that is the same size of an omeid. And since the halachos are different, the Tosefta would want to put them in different categories.